Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Jungle Map Podcast, your guide through internet marketing. You're listening to episode number 2, recorded on January 12th, 2009. I'm your host, Corey Creed, of Hippo Internet Marketing. And our subject, or our topic for today, is the future of search engines, and search engine optimization in 2009. It's now the 12th. We're a little bit into 09. And so it's a good time for everyone to be talking about that. There's been a lot of blog posts on the subject and all. So we're going to take it as a group here. And I'm real happy that we have the fine gentleman that I have with me on the call. When I first started thinking about doing a podcast, this is exactly what I was really looking forward to, is having some of these guys on. They are co-organizers with me of the Charlotte SEO Meetup. If anybody has seen that or been there, you can go to meetup.com and look up the Charlotte SEO Meetup. Keith Schilling is actually the owner and the lead person behind that group, but the three other guys that are, and he won't be here today, but the three other guys, Fred, Roy, and David, are all here. Let's say hello to each one at a time. Fred, let's start with you. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Corey. Thanks for having me.
Great. And Fred, tell us how long you've been in SEO, what you've been up to lately. What's going on over there? Tell me your web address, too, so we can have that.
Obviously, first off, web address is mouseandman.com. Been in SEO for, I don't know, like a year or two. I originally got it through just web design. I was interested in why people will click on certain things based solely on what they look like. But I found that by driving more traffic to a site, I'm able to essentially make more money for my clients. So that's why I'm more interested in the internet marketing side of business. But obviously, they both work in tandem. It's like the analogy, you can't have a billboard in Waxhaw. You want to have somewhere where a lot of people drive by.
Yeah, very true. So you started out more as a designer and really have gotten into SEO in the last year or two. Is that right?
That is correct.
Good. Go over to Roy. We have Roy with us, Roy Morjan here. Happy to have you with us. Now, Roy, you're similar. You started out with web design, right?
Correct. I started with web design probably back in the late 90s, designing websites for a couple local golf courses in Maine, where I'm from. And then from that, in the early 2000s, designing websites for the College of Arts and Sciences here at University of North Carolina, Charlotte. That was optimization for the technology solutions team, professors, consults, podcasts, those type of things.
Nice. And when did you move to Charlotte?
I moved to Charlotte late 2000. Came to school here. Graduated in 04 from UNCC. Been working here ever since.
Very nice. Also on the line, we have David Kyle. And David, I know you've been doing search a while. You and I were talking just the other night over dinner before the SEO meetup about using Yahoo search marketing and even Overture. So how long ago did you start getting into SEO and search marketing?
That's a good question. Basically, been online full time since 94 when I was into the bulletin board systems and whatnot. And in college, I got interested in search engines. I was searching for my name, my little GeoCity site. And my senior year, worked as a multimedia lab assistant, where I started learning, HTML and Flash and Photoshop. 2000, I took a job, a multimedia designer. I was with Flash and Authorware back when Macromedia ruled the web. Really started getting into SEO 2001 to 2003. I just basically created little websites that sold, car stereos, wood flooring, plasma TVs, whatever. After that point, I started getting people asking me questions, and that's when I realized getting, full-time into SEO about professionally 2003, but was really into it, for myself, my personal websites, I would say mid-2001.
Nice. That sounds like about the same time I started getting involved with things as 2002, 2003. It was a good time. Things were a little easier back then than they are now. Let's talk about the SEO meetup. That's how I know you guys. For those that aren't a member of that or aren't in the Charlotte area, if you go to meetup.com, you look up Charlotte SEO Meetup, as we mentioned earlier. You'll see all four of us there are co-organizers of that. And Keith is the one that actually started it. Now, I came in a little bit late to the game. I just came in about a year or so ago. Some of you had been doing the SEO meetup as far back as 2 years or more. Who was the first one to join up with Keith among you three guys?
I think it was Keith, myself, Fred.
First real meetup where we had a lot of people was in June of 07, and all three of us were there.
That makes it almost exactly a year and a half. And so when it started, you guys were just, five or ten guys getting together and just talking about SEO in general, or how did it get going back before I came on?
First meetup was the one at Zinc, and there was probably 10 people there, and it was just a simple, everybody introduced themselves, what they did, and just kind of more, a professional discussion. We just sat around and talked what we did. I remember Roy was talking about Slappa, which I thought was a cool company, and Fred was like, I'm a designer, just wanting to learn, and it just went from there, just a simple discussion about, whatever came up.
Nice. And you guys are glad to be in it. I think we have 230 or so members.
So we're up to 265.
Nice. The other night, David, did you get a count?
I counted 55.
Yeah.
Physically in the room, including the panelists.
And then online, we probably had 50.
Nice. So it sounds like we had pretty close to 100 people, maybe even a little more.
Yeah, definitely yes. Our largest meetup.
For those that haven't been, we've been meeting at Fred's place where he works, and we're just starting to run out of room. The topic this past week was Twitter, and we had 4 panelists on there, including Lisa Hoffman and Jason Keith and Lyle Peterson, and of course our own Roy, who's on the call now, was there. What do you guys think of that? Do you think it was worth doing? Everybody learned something?
For some of the businesses that were there, we wanted to get their feet wet and just learn a little bit more from people who had been doing it for a little bit longer. So it was definitely, you know, good reviews all around.
Success is defined by how many people came. I we can say that was definitely the most successful, but we're just going to keep on growing.
As everyone on the call knows, you know, we're all working together with Keith to go to the next level for this, and we're probably going to have to charge a little something in order to be able to get a bigger space and things like that. So we look forward to seeing what comes out of that. Let's get into our topic a little bit. I need all of you to think a little bit about what you think the future of search is in 2009. Let me start with Fred. I know, Fred, you went to the SMX conference on search engines recently. When and where was that?
October-ish, SMX East in New York. It's like 2.5-day conference. It was well attended. There was maybe 500 people, 400 people, something like that. A whole range from very basic, what is PPC, to somewhat advanced topics.
Yeah, and so the actual future of search engines and SEO, what are some of the things everyone's looking to? The conferences, you get a lot of good brains together. I know I've been to several, and you see the panels and you talk to each other, and sometimes thought can turn towards the future. What did you see as what we're heading into in 2009? What are some of the things we should do or maybe do differently in SEO for our clients and for those interested in SEO? Fred, what do you think?
Conversations and presentations where people talking about mobile and mobile search, and, you know, is this the year that it's going to break out? And essentially everybody was like, well, every prior year's prediction has been, and it really hasn't made it, but a lot of them were still making that claim. And I think it is more valid now. That I think I saw that iPhones now are outselling or outsold for a quarter the Razr, and it's one of the most popular phones now. So I think that could be a big hit in 2009, especially combined with local search, which I know that's David's expertise. I really think you're going to see a lot more importance and emphasis placed on coming up for local searches. It seems like I mainly work with smaller clients, and a lot of them really are uneducated on any internet marketing at all. So I think that people are going to start changing around their marketing budgets and really starting to go online more. And I think people that are positioned to capitalize on that are positioned well.
Go to you, David. What do you think? So you mentioned there, I'm going to make a couple notes on this too, mobile phones and mobile marketing, search engine marketing of sorts, also local. David, you're kind of heavily involved in the local at Planet Search, your company there. What do you think is going to happen with that? Do you have any thoughts on what the next year or two is going to hold for local search?
It's a trend that's going to continue and increase. I mean, I think there's some, you know, I've read some statistics that, you know, the local advertising industry is easily a $100 billion industry and a year, and maybe 2-5% of that's online right now. And it just, you know, and we can all see that, you know, people, you know, Google's become such a you know, a common name, common word. I mean, it's a company name, but also has become a verb, you know, which means to search for on Google. And that just, you know, every year it's just, you know, there's more going to be more people saying, you know, I'm not going to use the Yellow Pages, not going to use the phone book, and going to get on Google and search for it.
Does anyone on the call use Yellow Pages anymore? I know I don't. We actually felt guilty throwing away these 3 or 4 books and, you know, destroying trees by doing it. So it just, and I've got a couple of my clients saying, you know, should I do the Yellow Pages? They're adding in some free internet stuff. I mean, it's just got to be a dying breed, right?
Absolutely.
Roy, what do you think the impact of social marketing that really has just come about in the last year or two, what kind of impact is that going to have on search and search marketing or even internet marketing? Where do you see this going? Is social media just going to die out? Is it going to grow? What do you think?
No, I definitely think social media, you know, it's here to stay. The conversations that are happening online are, you know, just blowing up right now. I know with our recent meetup with Twitter, you could see right there that 100 people, interested just in the local area for a new product. I see this dialogue, and really for the SEO, the copywriting and creating content that's going to be relevant and not just sales content is really where things are headed at this point. The branding of these companies and the indexing of these conversations, the user-generated content really is going to have a profound effect on the SEO for, businesses as a whole.
For all three of you guys, what do you think about this? I mean, if SEO continues to grow and it's all about the conversation, search engine optimization obviously holds a certain place. And what I tell my clients and colleagues lately is that, the social marketing is great, but when it comes down to someone looking for your product, they're going to go to Google generally. They're not going to go out asking the masses. But I don't know, maybe we're seeing a switch in that. And is SEO itself less important than it was last year because of social?
I have a couple of thoughts to share on that. Number one I'm from the camp where it's just, with me, it's just been PPC and search engines and SEO. And, I'm a student of social media right now. But, the one thing that I can say is that SEO I'm definitely realizing that you can't put all your eggs in the SEO basket anymore due to the fact, number one is social media. Number two is it the way that it's, the things that are changing. For instance, personalized search. They're starting to base things off your IP address, off your cookie information, just like they're already doing with paid search. And I just feel that, what somebody might – search result that somebody might get for Blue Widgets in Kansas is not going to be the same result for somebody here in Charlotte. I'm not saying that's how it is right now, but I see it, that's the way it's going. As for social media, I don't think people are going to steer away from Google. But what I feel is that the things like Twitter and these other social media platforms are gonna provide for them a new signal. I mean if they start scanning Twitter, that they can almost add that to their news volume reference. I mean, you can just search for something on Twitter and what's the most popular thing being talked about, because then it's a genuine. It's not full of spam. It's when someone says yeah I had a good deal with just I read today someone was talking about. I liked Rosetta Stone, and that was someone saying, "Yeah, that's a good program for learning Spanish," and it's being talked about. Then also just the another thing that I think is where Google's trying to change things is the search wiki, and I know that a lot of people have said, "Oh, I don't like it, and it's a fad," and Google had done a good job promoting it, which I agree. But if you think about how it works and assume that they're going to kind of get more push behind it. Within 2 to 3 years, I think that's going to become an excellent signal for killing web spam, in the sense that it's think about what it's doing. Is it right now it's all based on backlinks and that type of thing, and when someone that if you think about it, that's limiting the vote, so to speak, to people that are somewhat web savvy, that know how to ref a anchor tag or even own a website. And with Search Wiki, it's going to allow a new voice to people that just your average searcher that don't know anything about the web, that I like this site, that site spam, I don't like it, and it's basically enabling gathering data from a source of a demographic of people that until now never had a voice.
I agree, and maybe Roy, this would be a good question for you. Let's take that a step further. So if I understand you correctly, David, it seems like social media itself, for example, let's just take one, Twitter. We could take Facebook or Twitter, but let's start with Twitter because it's kind of open anyways. Could Google start looking at who's linking to who and what websites are being linked to from within Twitter and giving that more credibility? Or is the true value of Twitter just getting your content out there so that people will link to it? In other words, Google takes the links as a vote of confidence. Do we think that they're going to start taking links from Twitter or other social media applications as actually a ranking factor in 2009?
Yeah, I think it's possible. I mean, really, it's for big brands and things like this, it really comes down to your substance and your distribution channels. At this point, it's no longer about the quantity or the amount that you publish out there. I mean, really, it's the voice or the persona of the company is going to be more prominent. Where you have these community managers where they're looking for conversations. In regard to the linking factors and whether it gives weight, that'll be in the future, I suppose, and we'll see what happens with that. I'm not sure, whether or not the amount of followers you have and the amount of people you follow, whether or not that'll be a a statistic that they'll look at. You know, it's hearsay at this point.
It is a little tricky to figure some of those things out. I mean, you know, most of those factors, even just getting links from different accounts in Twitter, you know, that'd be a pretty easy thing to hack or spam. And I know there are some SEO people out there saying that you should try to get every, you know, in people's RSS readers, you should try to get them yourself tagged at Twitter and all these different places, and you can actually artificially do it yourself to a certain degree. So it'll be interesting to see how well Google views that as an indicator. You'd have to take it with a grain of salt, you know?
Right.
Is there any other things that you think are going to change in 2009? For example, one of the questions I asked some of you earlier is, are there new skill sets that an SEO would need to learn in 2009 to be effective? Do they need to start doing Twitter and online video or podcasting or whatever else is the next thing? Do you think that SEOs are not just about putting tags in the right place, but it's really about not only the linking, but the social and other aspects too? What do you guys think for a skill set for an SEO in 2009? What should they be looking at?
Mobile search really is, you know, a lot of, you know, with the iPhone application outselling Razor, something like that, the mobile search field is definitely, you know, we are kind of behind the times here in the U.S., you know, compared to Europe and a few other nations. I mean, we're definitely catching up, and the video, I think, would be next, where SEO experts would need to look into, you know, optimizing that content for those customers.
As far as a skill set or anything like that for people that want to know SEO, I think no matter what happens, there's always going to be some, you know, there's always going to be things that they're going to change. So a skill set would be, and it's kind of a fake answer, but it is just to stay educated on what's going on and look at what other people are doing and what's working. Because really, nobody knows. I don't even think Google knows what they're going to do, but they have to keep changing their game around to keep people on their toes. But as far as like the, if you look at like a SERP from, you know, this past year and 2 years ago, it definitely seems like there's more things on there other than just organic and paid rankings. You know, they recently, I think in the last year, they started showing like the 10-pack for local or the 3 or the 2. And then there's YouTube links that are being embedded in there and Google Base for product searches. And I think there's just going to be more and more things that are going to be displayed on there.
Guys, I agree. Points Roy and Fred made with the mobile. I think that is key. And you know, as time goes on, you know, thinking if you have a client where, you know, mobile search can benefits from, it's definitely, you know, good to keep on top of that. But Corey, you also pointed out, you know, just like, you know, Fred was saying that, you know, at least I'm focusing on, you know, video quite a bit right now. Fred mentioned that, you know, how Google, you know, peppers YouTube results in the organic SERPs, and I just wanted to point out that it's not just YouTube, that you can actually like I've seen videos pulled directly from, you know, somebody's website that, you know, just like a car accident attorney video that was pulled out, and they actually had it hosted on their website, and Google had it, you know, pulled out, you know, with a little thumbnail of the picture. Yeah. And then, you know, and also just media, you know, I've kind of, when MySpace and Facebook, you know, became all the rage, I just, you know, I saw that it had potential, but I just, you know, I viewed it as a fad. But now within the last, you know, I want to say I've been on Twitter maybe three or four months now, I just every day just I learn something new, and it just really amazes me, and I'm starting to learn just how powerful it can really be, and I'm really just trying to, you know, focus and say, okay, how can I leverage this in addition, where it's, you know, I don't think, you know, as I said before, I don't think one can say I'm an SEO and that's all I do. You know, I'm trying to provide for my clients where I can say I know video learning, I know enough about social media where I can at least, you know, point you in the right direction or put you in someone that can, you know, take you to the level that you need to be. And then also, you know, in regards to a healthy, you know, combination of traditional SEO, local business listings, and paid search.
Is SEO just, you know, is it a dying out situation, and is SEO all that difficult? Is it rocket scientist, you know, material, or is it something that anybody could do with a little bit of training? How do you, the three of you, view the idea of even taking clients for SEO anymore? Is it the type of thing that you're actually doing a specific SEO job for them within a, you know, do you get $1,000 a month for 3 months just for doing keyword tags and trying to get the easiest links here, the relative good links you get, or is it more a matter of coaching them on how to make good content and get it spread around, and the SEO will just happen naturally? In other words, is SEO slowing down? Is the work that SEO is hiring an SEO, is that starting to slow down, and is it becoming more of a consulting thing where you're helping the website owner to do what would be interesting and intelligent, spread it around? Roy, you have any thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I do, you know, the majority of consulting for my business here, and I think it is more of a, at this point, like an educational process and a showing how it can be done and how to leverage your content correctly online, and not just, you know, posting one spot on your website, actually becoming more of the, you know, the community manager, if you will. So education is definitely, you know, more of the line. I've seen it lately, you know, within the past year.
Well, I think Roy probably works with larger clients than I do. I would like to agree, and I think Google definitely is trying to move in that, another search engine trying to move in that direction where the website owner really doesn't need to know SEO. You know, they can just post their content on there, and you know, whoever has the best content will kind of come up at the top. I know that's definitely not the case. I mean, a lot of people I work with, I guess, like, it seems like they're just too busy to even worry about, you know, taking their website seriously or, you know, writing content or getting links from other sites. And I think that's definitely going to change because people aren't going to be advertising in traditional, at least as much in traditional media in the future, near future. I think it's definitely a trend.
Yeah, what do you think, David? I know you have several clients that you actually do SEO for.
I'm definitely very much for a, you know, 100%, you know, transparent style. I'll charge my clients an initial fee to do the on-site strategy, which is just a one-time, it's done, your website, it's done, and then there might be some, you know, refreshers after a year or so, but you know, generally that's the way I'll do it. In regarding to off-site, it's just, you know, a matter of what kind of budget they want to do on link building, you know, just that's going to be provide a good ROI for them. But, you know, my whole thought on the subject is that, you know, SEO has definitely become, you know, more of a commodity these days where there's, you know, there's a lot of information out there. The basic, you know, we'll call the tenets of SEO, just, you know, proper, you know, form on site, the things you should do off site, the things you shouldn't do. And, you know, that information's out there for everyone. I think, you know, where the, in regards to the, you know, the skill and what you're charging for is basically your experience with, you know, how long you've been online, you know, coming up with a unique strategy that's going to work for, you know, each, you know, specific situation. But then at the same time, the ability to, as we all know, you know, and this is what we're talking about here, is that SEO is ever changing, and having the ability to identify and adapt to changes in real time, I think is probably the true test of a professional SEO, and not someone that just, you know, hey, I read Aaron Wall's SEO book and I'm going to do what it says and hope it works. I think there's a little bit of analyzation that has to, you know, you have to identify, you know, what's exactly going on for this, you know, your specific client situation.
Yeah, and it definitely helps to stay in the same industry for sure. I know I've done that with some of my clients. I kind of got into the travel and tourism, especially when I was living in Asheville before I moved here to Charlotte. And it is similar as you start working through the same type of industry. There are some similarities and understandings that you can gain that will help you with the next client. And certainly web developers and site owners don't have the time to really know best practice SEO, especially when you get into the constant learning level that David was just talking about, making sure you stay on top of everything. It's difficult enough for us guys to do it, but when you talk about website owners and business owners, they just can't be expected to. They're going to, at the minimum, need coaching, but almost all of them could use some good, as David said initially, on-page factor edits. That's definitely got to help practically all small business owners and website owners in general, and a lot of big ones too haven't done it either. Is that what you guys think?
Yeah.
I wanted to give you guys a chance to talk about the SEO meetup. It's, for those that haven't seen it, I mentioned it several times already at meetup.com, but we have just really had a good time. I know getting to know these three guys that are on the call, and Keith Schilling, who couldn't be with us today, and I'll get him another time. But a lot of us go do dinner beforehand. We always eat up first before the meetup. Always find something interesting to talk about. What, for you three, what do you think is the big benefits to the meetup that you've found? What do you enjoy about getting together like that and knowing each other?
With me, just, you know, at least for the, you know, almost my entire career, I mean, I just recently hired somebody, but, you know, up until now, you know, the people I work with, or, you know, my clients, I mean, they just know nothing, and it's like I'm just by myself. And so I've always, honestly, the monthly meetup is like the highlight of my month, just because it's like, wow, I'm getting to talk with, you know, people that can relate, and, you know, we're sharing experiences. And because, I mean, that to me, that's what it's all about, is that you learn so much, but you don't know everything. And it's just the free sharing of information that just, you know, helps me become better. And I like the fact that I think that I'm helping contribute to, you know, others learning things, and it's the highlight of my month, just being able to talk about, you know, and theorize about things openly like that.
hopefully one of the things I've taken from this is just, you know, to meet up with fellow peers in the, you know, search engine marketing, SEO, social media marketplace here locally within Charlotte has just been the biggest factor I've taken away from it. And then allow, you know, take conversations that happen online currently, you know, with Twitter and everything like that, and bring them, you know, actually a face-to-face. It's definitely been one of my things I've looked most after.
I like the education I get from it because I think I know less than most of the organizers of the group. And just being able to talk to people that really know what they're talking about has been very valuable to me, and we talk to a real live human being.
What do you three think, being in Charlotte specifically, because a lot of my listeners are in the Charlotte area, although some are further out, and I would recommend catching any kind of SEO meetup that you could locally in your area. I'm sure you'd have similar results to what we're talking about here. But for the three of you, what do you think of the city of Charlotte and the future of internet marketing and internet stuff going on here in Charlotte? We're not New York City. We're not San Francisco, clearly. Do you think that in the last couple of years you've noticed that the internet marketing community and internet in general, too, businesses that are trying to do internet marketing in-house, do you think that has gotten more attention, more visibility? Is it growing in this area? What's the future of Charlotte? What does Charlotte look like on the internet in the future, this year in 2009 and onward? Anybody have any thoughts?
I'm excited about it. I mean, that, you know, when I first got here, the community to me, at least from what I could tell, was practically non-existent. And I mean, doing the type of work we do was almost kind of like, oh, you're a nerd, and it's not a popular thing. And just what I really got excited about was the response from Bar Camp Charlotte and all the different topics we're going to be discussing. And I was just thinking, finally, the internet community and you know, internet professional community is going to make its, you know, voice heard, and it's you know, to me, it's going to be a really big year, and I'm Camp Charlotte is going to be the, you know, the catalyst of that.
My business, I'm like just really, really super busy right now, so that hasn't really affected me any. I know it's affecting other businesses nationwide and as well as Charlotte. But Corey, you also mentioned something about kind of like in-house SEO types of people. I think if people are looking to cut on their budget, the people that are quote-unquote SEO consultants or people that can come in and educate kind of the IT department, I think they might be positioned well for 2009. As far as Charlotte compared to other cities, I really couldn't say that much. I grew up in Raleigh, and I know they're very tech-savvy. I know somebody in the last meetup mentioned that our Charlotte meetup, SEO meetup, is significantly larger than others.
The future of Charlotte, I think, looks bright. You know, being in the city for, you know, almost 10 years now, and just the influx of people here from outside the area and the new businesses that have come, there's definitely, you know, a huge market and a huge opportunity for, you know, search engine marketers and, you know, online marketers.
Tweet up and the Twitter followers and all that. It just seems like the Charlotte area, and maybe this has been the same way all over the country, I don't know, but in this area, at least when I first moved here less than 2 years ago, I was trying to find any kind of internet marketing or internet activities going on, and I didn't find that many. I found you folks when I got here, the three of you and Keith. In my looking for internet type activities and stuff, it didn't seem like Charlotte was all that active. And in the past year, it's been unbelievable. I think, you know, the meetup's grown strong. There's several other organizations growing in Charlotte that are all making the internet marketers come out from behind their computers and get to know each other, which is always a good thing because, you know, we all have certain specialties that we want to work with, and we can pass off things that other people have specialties in. Is that what you think? David, what do you think? You started to say something a minute ago, and I missed you.
I just think now it's just really starting to blossom, and you know what I said about Bar Camp, not just, you know, the interest in that is you know, pulling people together, but also the Twitter and, you know, like the what is it, the CLT tweet that, you know, just monitors all the tweet activity in Charlotte, and it's quite active.
Yeah, I think they just passed their 2,500th member. So for people who had actually signed up, you know, saying their location was Charlotte, we're getting close to 3,000 people.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, especially with some of these conferences coming up. The Charlotte Bar Camp seems like everyone's talking about. If you haven't looked that up, look up Charlotte Bar Camp or Bar Camp Charlotte, Google, and you'll go right to it. And that's kind of interesting that is getting so much popularity. WordCamp that Jason Keith did not too long ago got a lot of people turned out for, and I think there's a lot of potential in this area. Any other thoughts before we kind of wrap things up and give you all a chance to say who you are and where to find you? Is there any other thoughts that we should be thinking about in 2009? Even as internet marketers, primarily as SEO, but even as internet marketers, you all mentioned in one form or another mobile search on mobile phones, local search, geographically local, and blended search in that we find videos within the search results and local listings in the search results. Talked a little bit about social media playing a factor in SEO. Any other trends that our listeners should keep an eye out for in 09 and get a little bit of a heads up for? What are you folks keeping an eye out for, expecting, or planning for?
To me, it's just all about, you know, what kind of, you know, new signals can Google use for organic ranking and what constitutes, you know, a good search result. And I've just been thinking about, you know, from the negative standpoint, you know, for instance, think about Akismet, you know, the comment spam killer. Think about all the data that, you know, Google could mine for that in regards to, you know, to see who's spamming who and, you know, which sites are, you know, are seem to be doing, you know, black or dark gray things, and you know, use that to clean up. And then I think about all the, you know, the new positive things that Google could pull as a signal. Like I was saying, that, you know, the potential the search wiki may have, and if the new things that are popping up like Twitter, and just, you know, I just like to keep an open mind on how things can change.
I agree. That's smart business practice, you know, keeping an eye out for what's going to happen in the near future. You know, in this environment, we just don't know. We can take guesses, and things may happen very quickly. Nobody barely knew about Twitter 1 or 2 years ago, you know, and now it's just a main staple for internet marketers. I just realized that in the beginning, I started to go around and introduce everybody, but I don't think I got all the way around, so let's do it again. Fred, we met you, and just to recap, we can find you on your website and your Charlotte Twitter account. Can you repeat those for us, Fred, in case anybody's curious or wants to learn more about you?
My Twitter account is Fred Sexton, and like I said earlier, it's mouseandman.com.
David, you mentioned your website is Planet Search. What kind of things are you doing? What are you looking for? Where can we learn more about you?
I'm currently developing the site planetsearch.com. Been waiting for the perfect domain name to come along for, it seems like, years now, and that was the one that did it for me. Not developed yet, but you can find some basic information. I'm specializing in Google search marketing, where you know, we do a combination of SEO, pay-per-click, you know, local business listings. But I'm, you know, again, my style is 100% transparent. I do offer my clients, you know, 100% exclusivity. I think that, you know, to stay competitive, people need a unique strategy.
Very nice. And Roy, we talked about this the other day. You started out as kind of a developer and you got involved with SEO, and now you're doing more social. What are you looking for these days, and where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter. The handle is Roy Morjon. My web address is B2E. Right now, yeah, a lot of what I'm doing is more consulting basis, internet marketing as a whole, focusing in on social media campaigns, content creation, basically brand management.
Excellent. And that's B2E.com, which is the letter B, the number 2, W-E.com. Please give him a shout there if you're looking for that type of thing. As we finish up here, just want to say thank you to our guests. Appreciate all three of you guys. Not just being here on the podcast, but I really enjoy being with all three of you each and every month, and Keith as well. Unfortunately, he couldn't be with us today, but it's always a pleasure to catch dinner with these guys and really talk SEO, all three of them, and four total with Keith. They all know their stuff, and I think that anyone in the Charlotte area especially, but even around the country, if you need this type of SEO work, please give any of these guys a call. Thank you also to our listeners. We're happy to have you with us. And as a reminder, you can find today's podcast, including show notes and links to all we talked about, at thejunglemap.com. And you can sign up for our newsletter or learn about our upcoming classes. We just posted our schedule for this year, 2009, the first half of our SEO, our pay-per-click Google AdWords, and our blogging classes are now up and online at hippoimt.com. That's hippo, H-I-P-P-O, I-M-T, as in internet marketing training.com. And stop by Twitter and say hello to me at Charlotte_SEO. Thanks again to our guests, and thank you for listening to the Jungle Map Podcast, your guide through internet marketing.